Okay, good evening. So we want to talk about Chil Shabbos for a baby who's not yet born. Chil Shabbos for an Uber, like if a woman, a pregnant woman, would be injured, a pregnant woman doesn't feel fetal movement, so could she be Mechalel Shabbos in order to save her baby, even if the mother herself is totally fine? So let's learn this Ramban together. This is the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, Shar HaMechush, Inyan HaSakana, says Ramban. He quotes a Baal Halachas Gedolos, which is going to be the main Shita in our discussion this evening. And he is not talking about Shabbos, he's talking about Yom Kippur. But we're going to be able to apply whatever he says by Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Isha Ubra, you have a pregnant woman. Diadina, we know, di lo achla, if she doesn't eat, she'll miscarry. Misaker vlada, her vlad will be uprooted, her vlad will be lost. Now, we know there's a the Baal Halachas Gedolos says Shapi Adami Lemitana. You could give her to eat. If she's gonna lose the baby, if the baby will, God forbid, die, even though it's unborn, you could give her food to protect the baby. Comes the Maritz Geyes, and the Maritz Geyes says, no, you're not allowed to. Now let's see why we are going to follow this Baal Halachas Gedolos, who does permit it. Umistabra, I hold, Kibal Halachas, I hold, says Ramban, that you're allowed to give this woman food. Shemamra Tzrichani, of course, if she says, I need something, I need to eat, of course, if for herself, we'll feed her. But I feel, even if we see that we're only worried about the baby being ill, and not her, because in the olden days, they used to assume that if a woman would crave something, or a pregnant woman would be craving food, it was an indication that the baby had to have it. And if she wouldn't get it, there was a concern that the baby might miscarry. You know what? Even in that case, we'll give her. Even if there's no concern for her. Now, where do we get this from? We get this from the following Gemara. Now, look at how he reads the Gemara. There's a beautiful shtickl Torah. We spoke about it one night during the week, I think last week. But there's a Gemara in Erechin that says the following. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, Erechin Dav Zayin, Amar Nachman Rav Shmuel, Isha Sheyashal HaMashber. A woman is sitting to give birth, Umesa B'Shabbos, and she dies. It's a Shabbos birth. She goes to the delivery room, and unfortunately, she dies on the spot. So what do you do on Shabbos? There's a baby inside. Mevi'in Sakin, it's very gory, very graphic and gory description. Mevi'in Sakin, you take a knife, Umekaren Es Kresa, and you rip open her belly, her abdomen, Umotzi'in Es Havlad. And you take out the baby. Well, let's think. Is that a chiddush? What are you doing if you have a dead body that has a baby inside of it and you open it up? What?
Is that Chil Shabbos?
Ask the Gemara Pshita. Of course. That's the question of the Gemara. The question of the Gemara is exactly what you're asking. Pshita, of course you're going to cut open her stomach. My oven, mechatech basarhu. What a terrible language that is. You're just slicing meat. In other words, if you take a dead person and you make an incision in a dead, let me ask you, when you have, lahavdil, you have a really nice steak on your plate, and you take a knife and a fork and you slice the steak in half. So did you just violate a malacha? Of course. Why? Because it's achila? No, because there's no iser in cutting meat. So here, if you have a dead body, a dead mother, unfortunately, and you slice her abdomen open, so what are we going to say? We're going to say that's natilas neshama? Because it's bleeding, there's no Natilas Neshama, it's already dead, the mother's already dead. You're going to say it's Chabura, you're not wounding a living animal or a living person, she's already dead. So you ask the Gemara, of course you could cut the mother open. There's no Chiddush in telling me that you should take out the baby. There's no violation involved. Says Rava, I'll tell you what it means. That which Chazal tell us that you're allowed to open the mother, Lo Nitzcha Ela Lahavi Sakin, Derech Rishus Harabim. Even if there's going to be Chil Shabbos Daoraisa to carry in Rishus Harabim, it is still entirely permitted. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. I'm going to skip the next part of the Gemara. We don't need that for now. So what do you see for this? You see that you're allowed to be Mechal. It seems to be an explicit Gemara, right? We don't need a Baal Halachas Gedolos or a Ramban quoting a Bahag to tell us you could be Mechal Shabbos for an Uber. We have an explicit Gemara. The mother's dead. What do we have? Only a baby. You have a baby in the mother's belly. And the Gemara is saying explicitly, you could be Mechal Shabbos Daraisa to bring a knife from across Times Square to the hospital, to wherever she is, to her house where she died during childbirth, and be Mechal Shabbos to save the baby. You have an explicit Gemara that says you can save a baby, on an unborn fetus on Shabbos, right? It's a Mefurish Gemara. And not only that.
That might be just a viable baby.
Yeah, it's fair. You don't know what it is. The baby's inside. You don't know what it's.
You don't.
You're saying how early? That we'll see later. We'll see how early a little bit later. Okay, and now I'm going to bring you three questions. The Ramban is going to ask three questions on this proof. It seems to be an ironclad proof. It is a very strong proof, an explicit Gemara that says, mother's dead. Baby's still alive, be Mechal Shabbos Daraisa to bring a knife. So it sounds like you could be Mechal Shabbos to save a baby. The Ramban's going to ask three questions. I numbered them for you. Number one, we have a famous Mishnah in Ahalos. What do you mean? No one learns Ahalos. Why is it famous? Because this is the famous Mishnah about a baby being Rodef, his mother or her mother. Ha'isha Maksha Leilid. Let's say you have a woman who is giving birth and she's having trouble in the birthing process. In a way that it's, risking the mother's life. What do? Again, very descriptive, a little too gory. We do an abortion. Mevi'in sakin, you take a knife, mechatchino, so ever. You do, the proper word for an abortion is a DNC. Dilation means they open her up. And what's the word? Cutelage, which means cutting up the baby inside. They just slice and destroy what's inside. That's exactly the price of what this mission says. You kill the baby, you take a knife, and you just cut up the baby inside the mother. However, the Mishnah says, Yotza Rosho, once the baby's head presents or comes out, then ain no gimbo. You can't touch the baby because it's an neshama. You can't kill the baby to save the mother. But let's make a diuk, says Ramban. Da alma meikara les bemitzumat salz nefashos. We weren't worried about killing the baby inside. It's only considered, we don't want to kill the baby when? When the baby comes out, we don't want to kill it. But when the baby's inside, we don't mind killing the baby inside. You see that? When the baby comes out, so it's a mother against the baby, we can't kill either one. Why take one life instead of the other life? But the Gemara Mishnah said, by the baby was inside his mother, we will kill the baby. That shows that the baby, compared to the mother, is not a real life. If it's not a real life, why should you be Mechal Shabbos for that baby? That's not a real life. That's one question that the Ramban raises to show that maybe a baby and his mother is not a real life, and you shouldn't be permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. Again, that's not talking about Chilul Shabbos. That's talking about, just a question of Rodef, a similar issue to Rodef. But you see there that only once the baby comes out do we consider the baby to be a viable human being that has its own life. But as long as the baby's in the mother's belly, it's secondary. It's not a real person. Go ahead, kill it if you need to. That's source number one.
Compared to the mother.
That is correct. Similarly, a very similar question in question number two. Tonight now we have a Mishnah Nida. The Mishnah Nida says, again, we're going to go make a diak on this Mishnah. Five words. Tinok ben yom echad ha-horgo chayev. You have a one-day-old baby. If you would murder such a baby, a one-day-old baby, you're chayev. You're going to be put to death yourself because you're a rotzeach. Why? Because you killed a one-day-old baby. What's the diuk from this? Dafka ben yom echad, aval uberlo. You see that if you would do an abortion, you would kill a baby. You don't get put to death. What do you see? Another proof. You see that a baby in his mother's belly is not considered a life. It's not considered a life. You're not going to be considered a murderer for murdering this fetus. So if it's not a real life, you're not considered a murderer. Well, it's not a life that you should save on Shabbos. You shouldn't break Shabbos to save this baby. Look what we're doing. We're bringing proofs from the fact that since it seems that you're allowed to kill the baby, a fetus, it must not be a real person. And therefore, if it's not a real person, you shouldn't be able to be Mechal Shabbos to save him either. That's the stretch that the Ramban is asking. Thirdly, a very unusual source, the Torah has a story about somebody who's fighting. A pregnant woman gets hit in the belly, and you have to pay. you punched, you were swinging, and you, by mistake, you hit the woman in the belly. What do? You have to pay for the damn, for the value of the two, of the baby that you injured, for that you caused a miscarriage for. It sounds like all we do to you, you killed somebody, right? You don't go to Gullus. We don't consider you a murderer. Not a murderer b'shogeg, not a murderer b'mezeh. Just pay $50, $150, $1,500, and you're done. If you killed a real person, we would never say pay up, pay a few dollars. More than that, we would say maybe kimle b'drabamina, you shouldn't have to pay anything. But we say the fact that the Torah says you just have to pay money, it must be that the baby who you killed, this unborn baby who you killed, is not a real person. So you have three sources, asks the Ramban, that indicate that an unborn baby is not considered a person. If it's not a person, why are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it? Why should that be? These are the questions that the Ramban raises. And he says, despite this, we still see explicitly in Chazal, even though I don't know why, what the difference between, you know, when you kill them, it's not considered a person, but for Chil Shabbos, the Gemara said, the Gemara in Erechin that we saw earlier, that The Gemara in Erechin told us that you will. The Gemara in Erechin told us that you will violate Shabbos, carry your knife, brishus, or am to save that baby. Why? Says Rabban, that's, I don't know why, but that's what you see. Afilu hachi, look at what I highlighted in yellow. Afilu hachi le'inyan shmiras mitzvos mechalalin aleha. Even though when it comes to murder, you're not considered a murderer to kill a baby, an unborn baby. It's not like a real person. You'll kill the baby to save the mother. If you punch a pregnant woman, you only have to pay money. Afilu hachi le'inyan shmiras mitzvos, to keep Shabbos, to enable it to keep Shabbos. Let me rephrase that. Let's see what this line means with the next line. Amra Torah, the Torah says, I underline this, Chalel alav Shabbos achas, Shema yishmer Shabbosos harbe. This is the key line of the Ramban. The Ramban is telling us that the fact that this unborn baby in a few months will be born, and in 13 years or 12 years after that, we become a Ben Torah, a Bas Torah, a God-fearing Jew. And 13 years later, they will be Shomer Shabbos. So what will we say right now? We'll say, Chalel of Shabbos Achas. I want you to break this Shabbos to allow this baby to be born, so that the baby could, again, 13 years from now, plus 13 plus years from now, they'll be able to keep Shabbos themselves. Of course, you know that phrase. That's the Gemara goes through numerous sources, what the source for Pikuach Nefesh is on Shabbos. How do we know in general that you're allowed to drive to the hospital on Shabbos? On one hand, one pasuk is V'chai Bohem. Right? The Torah says V'chai Bohem, V'lo Shiyomis Bohem. That's the maskan of the Gemara. But the Gemara had other svaras. The Gemara also said this svara, Av Chalel of Shabbos Achas, Shema Yishmar Shabbos Esarbe. So here the Ramban says it's going to be important. Why is Ramban picking this choice? Why doesn't he say V'chai Bohem? Why doesn't he say that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to carry the knife to save the baby? Because V'chai Bohem. We're going to see that answer to that question a little bit later. But what does the Ramban say? The Ramban is telling us that the fact that you could, this is a fabulous thing. He's applying the idea of Chalel of Shabbos Achas, so Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos Esharbe, to an unborn baby, not somebody who could keep Shabbos, you know, next week. He's not going to be keeping Shabbos for a long time. You could still be Mechal Shabbos to save this fetus because he's going to be a Shomer Mitzvahs later. And now the puncher. Rabbo said, look at the puncher. Hilkach, therefore, says Ramban, Afilu b'hatzalas ubar. What happens if a woman conceived a week ago and then she gets punched in the stomach? It's not even 40 days. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for this baby less than 40 days old? Says Ramban explicitly. There's an explicit language of the Ramban. Hilkach, afilu, behatzalas uber pachos mi ben arbaim yom. She'en lochius klal. He's not considered alive. I'll tell you what that means in a minute. Mechalin alav, your mechal Shabbos to save this baby, this fetus, even less than 40 days old, Kadas bal halachas kadas, like the Bahag. Incredible kula of the Bahag, and the Ramban's siding with him, presumably, that you break Shabbos to save a baby, an unborn fetus, even less than 40 days old. You know why he says these words? A less than 40 days old baby, she'en luchias klal. I'll tell you what he's, after I tell this to you, you're going to be blown away. What's that? What did you say? That's not what he's referring to. I'll tell you what he's referring to. Listen to this. I told you a minute ago, there's another pasuk that says you're allowed to... Why are you allowed to call an ambulance? Why are you allowed to call an ambulance on a regular Shabbos? A regular person, a 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old person. Why are you allowed to call an ambulance on Shabbos? How do we paskin? Not because chalelo Shabbos achas. That's not the main pasuk. The main pasuk is... V'chai bahem. You should live for mitzvahs. Mitzvahs should allow you to continue to live, not to die. Guess what? Says Ramban. This baby is not alive yet. Oh, you don't have v'chai bahem for a fetus.
He has no mitzvahs.
No. That's not what I'm saying. That's what you're saying, not what I'm saying. It's not what Ramban's saying. There's two psukim. There's the pasuk of v'chai bahem, v'lo shayomis bahem. You should live. I mean, I hear what you say, but I don't think you should live. Torah should make you live, not die. And then you have a separate pasuk that says, be mechalal now so he could do mitzvahs later. But V'chai Bahem is telling you that when you do mitzvahs, Torah, Shabbos, for example, is not to die from. But the problem is, Torah is to live from. Shabbos is one of the part of the Torah, is part of the mitzvahs. You should live for Shabbos, not die for Shabbos. But says Rabban, you're not alive anyway. He's not alive. He's Maya Ba'alma. He's less than 40 days. He's less than 9 months, whatever it is. He's not alive. He's not a v'chai bahem. That's what the Ramban means. She'ein lo chiyus klal. Even though he's not alive, therefore we cannot apply v'chai bahem, still, you could save this baby, this unborn baby, because, not because of v'chai bahem, because he's not alive. V'chai bahem would say, if you're alive, we can make you continue to be alive. You don't have to give up your life. This baby, maybe he doesn't have a din of a life yet. Maybe, that's another question. There's no v'chai bahem, but you still have the other pasuk of Halel of Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. That's where you do have, that still is intact. Beautiful svara of the Ramban.
But even after 40 days, it's not yet a person. Even after 40 days.
Okay, fine. No problem. Right, so the svara that we're working with here is not the svara of v'chai bahem. V'chai bahem will only click in after birth, that you have to live. This baby before birth were not considered to be alive to therefore have a chai bahem going on him. It's a different svara, a different pasuk, a different source that allows us to be mechalel Shabbos to save the baby of chalel of Shabbos achas. This is the opinion of the Ramban. This is the opinion of the Bahag, who is lenient and allows you to for a woman to eat on Yom Kippur just to save the baby, not for her. And to violate Shabbos just to save the baby. So if a woman comes... a woman comes over to me and says, you know, Rabbi Orlean, my baby usually kicks like a soccer star. And for the past 2 hours, I haven't felt the baby. What will I say? I would say, I wouldn't say a word. I'd go to a telephone, I'd call Hatzalah right now. And I'd get her to a hospital. What do you mean? The baby's not born. The baby's not v'chai. There's no v'chai. That's right. But I want to ensure that, you know, at some point in history, that little fetus in her belly we'll be able to keep Shabbos in the future. And I will be Michal Shabbos. Very strong Ramban. Beautiful Ramban.
Would somebody be a writer if he was trying to kill a baby in utero?
So I don't want to get into the murder, but the murder, Shaila, is a very involved question with a very different set of marmakomas. I don't want to get into that because that will just take us too far astray. But that is a very good question. Yeah, I don't want to get there. But of course, you know there's going to be a but. Unfortunately, there's another opinion. Says Ramban, there is another opinion here. V'ika, there are those, the svir le she'en mechalalin, you're not letting me mechal Shabbos, mishum nefalim, for a fetus. What do you mean? I thought we said before, didn't we say that if a woman craves food, you give it to her on Yom Kippur? Doesn't that show that, who needs the food? Presumably the baby needs the food, right? the baby's craving that, I don't know, protein or pickles, ice cream, whatever it is the baby's craving, you have to give it to the baby, otherwise the baby will die. Says this other opinion, no. Urba she'iricha, chshasha demisa didahi. We're worried that if she, the mother, doesn't get that which she's craving, she's going to die. Why? Because if the baby doesn't get what he's craving, then the baby will miscarry, and if the baby miscarries, then the mother will be besakana. You hear, it's like a two-step process. Shekol ma'apeles b'cheska sakana. So if the baby gets has this potential miscarriage, then we'll put the mother in a sakana. So therefore, because the mother will be in a sakana, you're allowed to give the mother food to eat. But there's no real heter to save a baby per se.
What about the case with the knife? You're running to get a knife.
Exactly. Exactly. How in the world? What do you mean? Didn't we have an explicit Gemara that says that if a mother died and you have a baby who's left, an unborn baby, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? It's an explicit Gemara that you could be Mechal Shabbos. That's the next line. Says the Ramban, I have a way to explain that away. Let me tell it to you outside, and then we'll see it inside. The Ramban says, a very interesting svara. He says, you know what? When do we consider an unborn baby to be unborn, to be not a human being, while it's, you know, if it's in a living mother? But once the mother's dead, this baby is no longer a body part of the mother. It's no longer Yubar Yerchimo. It's its own human being, because now it's not part of anybody else. When you have a baby inside a mother, you could say the baby's not really a full human. A baby's part of something else. A baby's like a limb of the woman. It's just an extra appendage of the woman. But if the mother's now dead, so what do you have inside? A real person. A real person. A very small real person. But a real person. Why? Because it's not connected to a living mother. So you know what it's like? It's like a real person locked in a box. So what do? You mechal Shabbos to open that box and get this little person out so that this little person could have food and air and whatever else this little person needs. In other words, the Ramban is this explanation, this opinion is going to say, the reason why when the mother dies and you take the baby out, it's not because you're mechal Shabbos for an unborn baby. It's because when the mother's dead, then the unborn baby becomes a real person. Let's see that inside. V'taima, look at what I have on the screen. V'taima do yosheves al mashper. Shemesa, that you're allowed to take a knife through a Rishus Harabim to get the baby out of that dead mother's abdomen. Mitaima achrino, it's a different reason. Not because you're mechal Shabbos for an Uber. To Kevin Shemesa, since the mother's dead, harehu ki elud. This baby is like it was born already. Lav yarachimahu. V'lav b'didah tali. It's not tali on the mother anymore. El chayu, he's a chai. You know that word chai? Remember we had that word chai? What does chai mean? Chai means we could use the pasuk of
chai
b'hem. It's a real live person. Now that it's a real live person, because it's disconnected from the mother, because the mother's dead, it's a real live person. But videlis, ninala b'fanav. But this real live person, right, is not part of the mother anymore. It's just locked in this embryonic sac. It's locked in the mother's abdomen. There's a delus in the love of fun. What an incredible image this Ramban is drawing for us. Leka ella delo hevile. Okay, fine. And that's the reason why you're allowed to get the baby out. Not because you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos for an unborn baby. If you have a mother who's alive and has a baby in her stomach, this opinion says you can't be Michal Shabbos for the fetus. Oh, the Gemara that says you could cut the mother open, that's when the mother's dead, and therefore the baby is considered now a full live person. But until the baby's a full live person, meaning the mother dies, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a baby, for a fetus. What we have here is a dissenting opinion. So we have a gigantic, raging Machlokas Rishonim, whether you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save a fetus. The question that I told you about the mother who doesn't feel fetal movement, or the mother falls down a flight of stairs and she's fine, but she's worried about her belly, or gets hit by a baseball bat from her son when her son is swinging a baseball bat in the kitchen. So the first opinion says you go to the hospital. The second opinion that we just read now says, no, If it's an unborn fetus that's inside of a living mother, the fetus isn't a person, and you can't be Mechal Shabbos. So one of the poskim who dealt with this in a very beautiful tshuva was Rav Unterman. Interestingly enough, this is the second time I'm quoting Rav Unterman's tshuva. Tshuva is in the past 2 weeks. We spoke about Rav Unterman's tshuva about cornea transplants. And Rabbi Flaum showed me this tshuva also. I have to thank Rabbi Flaum publicly for giving me this maramakam, which I did not have previously. And Rav Unterman has a very nice piece about, he was asked by a woman who was mezana. I think she was mezana or she was raped. I think she was mezana. I don't remember if she was mezana or she was raped. And she wanted to do an abortion. I think it was something like that. And he goes through the sugya of, you know, is it abortion? Are you allowed to kill the baby or not? And in the context of abortion, he talks about this side point in his discussion, which for us is the main topic of our discussion. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, do Pikuach Nefesh for an unborn baby? So, let's see what I want to show.
I think Rav Moshe holds a Tosa report even before 40 days for a Jew and for going for sure. Because since you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, so he holds that it's obviously an Issa.
That's right. That's the same as this one. They hold the same. But you were incorrect about before 40 days, I think. Before 40 days, Rav Moshe might allow it for a guy. For a guy, he might allow it. For a Jew... But for a Jew or for a guy?
The applies before 40 days. You see it in the Ramban. The same svara applies before 40 days.
Yes, the Ramban definitely applies before 40 days. I think he might say the guy might be different. I don't remember if for Moshe or Unterman. One of them makes a difference for guy, and there's a difference
between... No, guy is definitely awesome.
Right, but I think before 40 days, there might be difference for a guy. Before 40 days, it might be different for a guy.
That applies to
goyim.
That applies to goyim. So they're chad misa. They do abortion at any age.
I'm not sure. Okay, I know somebody says that for goyim it's only after 40 days. For Jews it's even before 40 days. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, Rav Moshe says like what we're saying. Rav Unterman and Rav Moshe are on the same team in this general. So, let me just see what he says. Okay, so the first paragraph, he basically says, you're not allowed to do an abortion. Fine, we don't have to get into that. That's not our sugya. Let's see the second paragraph. Why do we say... The Ramban told us, that first opinion said this very fabulous svara, that Chalel of Shabbos Achas Kadesh Shishma Shabbos Es Harbe. It's a funny thing. You have this, an embryo is made up of a number of cells, right? It starts as 2 cells, multiplies into 4 cells, turns into 16 cells, 8 or 16. Let's say you have a 64-cell zygote. Is that what it's called? A zygote, even before it's a fetus, it's barely an embryo. A 64-cell, 32-cell embryo. You're going to say on that little thing that's still microscopic, Chalel of Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Es Harbe? I don't understand. What's there? Look what he says. In Time of the Milsa, Shepashat Lo Ramban, what I have boxed up. Kilbal Alochas Gdoz, Gam Lifnei Arboim Yom, Mechal in Shabbos, Aftu Kamai Balma, right? The status of this unborn embryo, this pre-embryonic zygote, whatever you want to call it, why are you Mechal Shabbos? I think the following. Look what I underlined in red. Kibipi Pukuach Nefesh Anudanim Gam Almasha Osid Lihios Bili Pu'ula Nosefes Lefidarko Shel Olam Afsha Adai Neneno Bepal Bemetzias. There's not even, even if we don't consider there to be a fetus that's existent, it's microscopic. You couldn't even see it if you tried to find it. But since the Derech HaOlam, the natural flow of history, the natural state of, you know, of science, would progress to end up that this baby will eventually presumably be born, as long as everything goes. And we have a chazaka, as he says in the next line. Most women, you know, give, you know, miscarriages are a majority. Most women who are pregnant carry to term. Therefore, from the very beginning of this baby's conception, it's already, since it's a natural process that it's going to go through to be able to be shomer mitzvahs ultimately, it's a long time from now. But we don't care about time. Hashem has a lot of time. The point is that there's a natural process that will lead to Shmiras Shabbos in the future. Therefore, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos right now. Okay.
Would the halacha be different if we know about a specific woman that the woman that Rove Khan, she does miscarry?
You're asking a great question. Let's say a woman most of the time does carry. Well, we say on her there's no natural progression of assumption that there will be a... I think
12 months has 5 children, let's say.
Yeah, so you're saying the majority of her pregnancies were futile. Would we therefore not have a chazakah that she's going to carry to term? That's a good question. And I want to frame your question in a different way. Listen carefully, because it's a little bit subtle. By pikuach nefesh, we don't follow the rov, right? We're worried about a miut. I don't care. If we're talking about pikuach nefesh, I don't care what the majority is. I don't care what the chazaka is that it has to be a majority.
Right.
Pikuach nefesh, we want to save a life even for a miut. My point is the next line. But are we handling a sugya pikuach nefesh here? Pikuach nefesh is which pasuk? V'chai b'hem is pikuach nefesh. We're not operating with v'chai b'hem. Regarding v'chai b'hem, pikuach nefesh, that's when we use the svara of afilu, you know, safik, sveika, sveika, v'sveika. Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, right? Because the safik is safik. We don't ain't hochem be pikuach nefesh acharov. But what about our discussion tonight, which is not a discussion of pikuach nefesh because this baby is not alive yet? Our discussion is the sugya of Chalel of Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Shishma Shabbos is Harbe. Do we apply Rov to that? That's what you're asking me. I don't know the answer. But I just framed the question that you're asking in a more sophisticated way to realize that even though if we were handling the Shabbos Pikuach Nefesh, I would say I don't care how many times she had a miscarriage. There's a chance that this one might be the right one. And it's a miut of a miut, but I don't care. Pikuach Nefesh, we don't follow the Rov. But that would be a good point. If we were handling Pikuach Nefesh, we're not. We're handling a different sugya. We're handling the sugya of Chalel of Shabbos Achas. And therefore, I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know the answer to your question. It's a very good question you're asking.
Okay.
Now, what I just told you, you're going to see an echo of this in the following Sheva Talevi, Rav Ozner, is that Sal? Rav Ozner quotes this, you know, this Bahag, and points out this very important distinction that a lot of people, even people who know the halacha that you save a life of a fetus, assume it's pikuach nefesh, the same genre of pikuach nefesh as a regular pikuach nefesh, right? If you call hatzala, you're allowed to call hatzala for a 50-year-old or for a 5-week-old fetus. They don't realize what we're discovering right now, that they're two separate types of phone calls. The 50-year-old, you're calling hatzala for v'chai b'hem. The 5-week-old fetus, you're calling hatzala for, not v'chai b'hem, but for Shchalel of Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmar Abbas Asarbe. Look what he says. Be'ubrim hagam shalosh shayach klal geder v'chai bohem v'losh yomis bohem. The Sheva Talevi says that we don't apply the rule of v'chai bohem. De'eno adayim begeder chai, klal. He's not considered a chai yet. He's still not alive yet. That answers your question. The possibility of him reaching, the suffix of him reaching Shabbos Harbei, already now, mitzvah l'chalalav. So the Sheva Halevi, you see from his words, is saying that for a suffix you would be mechalal, even not just for pikuach nefesh dinim, but even for the chalal of Shabbos Harbei, for the possibility that this fetus might reach Shmiras mitzvahs later on, you're already allowed to be mechalal Shabbos.
Yeah, well, the proof of it is that the Gemara uses this svar for pikuach nefesh. The Gemara actually uses this svar for pikuach nefesh. In the end, the Gemara paskins it comes from Chayber.
Right.
But the Gemara uses this svar. He didn't make up this svar.
I want to show you what I just showed you. What's that? Doctor, what was that?
The previous Mani Amar specifically brought in Grove.
Brought in what?
Specifically brought in Rove as a proof. We might be disagreeing.
I don't remember. The previous sheet that brought in Rove.
Right.
Oh, he said because it's a Rove that it will be born. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Okay, unsure. Good point. I'm going to now show you, the Sheva Talevi is going to now show us another fabulous case where you don't have a Chai Bahem. You're not going to be able to be Mechal Shabbos because of a Chai Bahem, as you'll see in a moment. But you do have Chalel of Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos is Harpe. Listen to this next nafkamina that is similar in model, in construction, to the circumstance that we're dealing with, where you only have Chalel of Shabbos Achas, but you don't have a Chai Bahem because they're not alive. Listen to the following situation. It's a case that you've heard about. The case is, there's a girl who's about to join a motorcycle gang on Shabbos, and she has a flight to Australia. You could either drive to the airport right now and save her from joining the Hell's Angels, or leave Yiddishkeit for the rest of her life, or drive to the airport right now and take her home and give her Cholent and Kugel for lunch. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody from going off the derech? Somebody raised this, I think an NCSY advisor once raised this question to say maybe he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go to an NCSY Shabbaton. I think we very quickly said, I don't think it's exactly, your presence at an NCSY Shabbaton is going to make sure that this person is going to keep Shabbos for the rest of their life. I think that's a little audacious. But you hear the Shaila. Let's think about what the Shaila is. This is a gigantic, raging machlokas achronim. I think there's a Rashba, maybe. It's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, so it has to be Rishonim. The Rashba talks about such a Shaila. There's a big machlokas from Bekveger and the Beis Meir in the achronim about how to deal with this situation. But look at the Shulchan Aruch, how it presents this scenario. Shulchan Lo. The guy gets a message, Shehotziu Bita Miklal Yisrael. The guy gets a message that his daughter is being taken away by the, I don't know who. This person, Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah Lassam Derech Pa'amav Afilu L'chal B'Shivu L'chal Shabbos D'Orais. The person allowed to be B'chal Shabbos to go snatch his daughter back from this cult that's taking his daughter. Why? Why are you allowed to be B'chal Shabbos Midaraisa? Are you saving her life? No, physically no. As if a chaybem, if lo shiyamas, but she's not going to die. But what do we yes have operative? What is presently operative in this scenario of a girl who'll go off for the derech or a boy who'll go off for the derech? Chalel Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmer Shabbos es harbe. If you're mechal Shabbos now and get her before she gets on that plane with those Hell's Angels motorcycle gang, she's going to stay religious. She's not going to go off. You're going to save her. Be mechal this Shabbos so she could keep next Shabbos and next Shabbos and next Shabbos. What do you see? You see you could have the presence of one Svara without the other. So you could have the presence of being mechal Shabbos now for Kadesh Shishma Shabbos Harbi, even though there's no Vechai Bahem. Which is the same model, the same logical construct that we're dealing with by the fetus. Where you don't have Vechai Bahem because it's not alive in the first place. But you do have Chalel Shabbos Achas, because this, in the order of natural progression, this baby will be living and be keeping Shabbos in the future. What a beautiful point.
The only problem is that the Gemara only talks about saving a life. Doesn't talk about saving a spirit.
Yes, but you're right. The Gemara, in its application, the Gemara is only talking about saving a physical life, but the logic of Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishma Shabbos is Harbe, is telling you, I mean, if you analyze this svar, what's the svar of Chalel Shabbos Achas? Maybe it's telling you that when you break Shabbos today, so that this person could keep Shabbos next week, maybe you're not considered breaking Shabbos. Meaning, why are you looking so myopically at saying, oh, don't press, you know, don't light a fire, don't do this. That's breaking Shabbos. It's not breaking Shabbos. If you look at Shabbos in a macro sense.
She's an anus. She's going to be an anus. And eventually she might get out. You don't know what's going to be. Like, it's so speculative what's going to happen in that case. Here you have a life. They either live or die. The only speculation is if he comes out and he's not going to be frum, he's not going to keep Shabbos. But then you can't say, well, he's not going to be frum because he has bechira to be frum or not to be frum.
So, right. I realize that there's a question here. But let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to be mechal al Shabbos out of a suffix of chalal of Shabbos, Shem Yishmar, Shabbos is Harbe? We saw Sheher Halei said yes. Even if it's a suffix, that he might be.
Yes.
Right. So even if it's a suffix, he might be.
Decided it's more or less likely to go.
So, halacha l'maaseh, Rabbosai, when it comes down to it. It's not pikuach nefesh, correct. That's not the right word. That's not the right nomenclature. The word would be chalel of Shabbos kadesh yishma Shabbos is harbe. Rabbosai, this is indeed how the poskim assume, like this bahag. This bahag is quote is paskind by the Ritva, paskind by the Ran, the Mishnah Brura, and the Be'er Halach also says that we will be mechal Shabbos for an unborn baby. And what we are realizing tonight is that the right words that we have to say is not that we're mechal Shabbos for an unborn baby, but rather we are fulfilling Shabbos to keep alive an unborn baby or to give life to an unborn baby. Because not working with the regular halacha of pikuach nefesh, it's a different animal entirely, it's a different mechanism entirely. It's the mechanism of chalel Shabbos achas, kadesh yishma Shabbos is harbe, and that's the reason. Why halach l'maisa, a woman is allowed to eat on Yom Kippur just to save the baby, and there are cases like that actually, where the baby, we're not worried about the mother, we're worried about the baby. That is often the case, sometimes the case, with high risk pregnancies. And additionally, on Shabbos, if a woman gets hit, God forbid, a woman tumbles down the steps, doesn't feel fetal movement, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos midaraisa. Halach l'maisa, it is permitted to be mechal Shabbos midaraisa to drive to the hospital to check on the baby. Is it a machlokas Rishonim? Yes. But we paskin mi'ikar hadin that it is permitted. So that's the.